Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Simply Said, Communicating Better at Work and Beyond by Jay Sullivan is a practical guide for anyone who wants to be understood the first time, reduce friction, and strengthen relationships through clear communication. The book focuses on everyday situations at work and in personal life where messages get diluted by jargon, assumptions, emotional static, or lack of structure. Rather than treating communication as a vague, soft skill, Sullivan frames it as a learnable process. Clarify your intent, understand your audience, choose the right channel, and deliver a message that is concise and actionable. The emphasis is on simplicity, without dumbing things down, using plain language, logical organization, and attentive listening to prevent misunderstandings before they happen. Readers can expect tools for meetings, emails, feedback conversations, and high-stakes moments where clarity and tone matter. The central promise is that better communication is not about speaking more, but about saying what matters in a way that lands. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarity starts with intent and audience. A core theme is that effective communication begins before you speak or write. The book emphasizes defining your intent, what you want the other person to know, feel, or do after the message. Without a specific outcome, people tend to over-explain, chase side issues, or deliver information that is technically accurate but strategically unhelpful. Sullivan also highlights audience awareness as the fastest route to clarity. Different audiences need different levels of detail, different vocabulary, and different framing. A peer may want collaboration and context, a senior leader may need implications and decisions, and a customer may need reassurance and next steps. The practical takeaway is to design the message for the listener, not for the speaker. This includes anticipating questions, surfacing assumptions, and recognizing when emotion, power dynamics, or time pressure will change how a message is received. By combining clear intent with audience tailoring, you reduce rework, shorten meetings, and improve trust because people experience you as precise, considerate, and reliable. Secondly, simplify language and structure to make ideas stick. The book argues that simplicity is a competitive advantage, especially in modern workplaces where attention is scarce. Sullivan encourages readers to remove jargon, filler, and overly complex phrasing that hides meaning. Simpler language is not less intelligent, it is more usable. Alongside word choice, the book stresses structure, organizing information so the listener can follow the story without effort. This often means leading with the point, then supporting it with key reasons, evidence, and a clear ask. Readers are guided to think in terms of message architecture, opening, context, core point, and action. When a message lacks structure, people latch onto the wrong detail, miss the decision, or leave with different interpretations. The practical benefit is that a well-structured message travels further. It can be repeated accurately, acted on quickly, and referenced later. Whether you are writing an email, giving an update, or proposing a change, the discipline of simplification helps you communicate with more confidence and fewer words while increasing comprehension. Thirdly, listen to understand, not to respond. Simply Said treats listening as an active skill that shapes the quality of everything else you say. Sullivan highlights how common workplace habits interrupt understanding, multitasking, preparing rebuttals, or assuming you already know the point. The book promotes listening for meaning, emotion, and context, not just for facts. This approach helps you detect what is truly being requested, what is unsaid, and where misalignment exists. It also reduces escalation because people calm down when they feel heard. A key idea is that strong communicators ask better questions. Clarifying questions uncover constraints, priorities, and expectations, while reflective questions confirm shared understanding and prevent costly mistakes. Listening also supports influence. If you can accurately summarize someone else's position, you earn credibility and make it easier to guide the conversation toward solutions. The practical result is improved collaboration and fewer cycles of confusion. In meetings, one good question can replace 5 minutes of unfocused discussion. In conflict, patient listening can turn defensiveness into problem-solving. Fourthly, handle tough conversations with tone, timing, and respect. The book addresses the real-world challenge of communicating under stress, giving feedback, disagreeing with colleagues, managing performance issues, or setting boundaries. Sullivan emphasizes that content alone is not enough. Tone and timing heavily influence whether the message is accepted. A tough message delivered with vague language, harshness, or poor timing invites resistance. A tough message delivered with respect and clarity can strengthen relationships. The book encourages readers to focus on observable behavior, specific impact, and a clear path forward rather than personal judgments. It also recognizes that emotional dynamics matter. People may hear criticism as a threat, so clarity must be paired with empathy and professionalism. Another practical element is choosing the right channel. Sensitive topics often require voice or face-to-face conversation rather than text, because nuance and intent are easier to convey. By planning the conversation, stating the purpose early, and keeping the discussion anchored in outcomes, you can address issues directly without damaging trust. Lastly, communicate across channels, meetings, email, and presentations. Sullivan connects communication principles to the formats where professionals spend their time. For meetings, the emphasis is on purpose, preparation, and facilitation. A meeting should have a clear outcome, the right participants, and an agenda that drives decisions or alignment. For email and written communication, the book favors brevity, scannable formatting, and explicit action items so recipients know what is expected and by when. It also highlights the importance of avoiding ambiguity, especially when coordinating projects across teams. For presentations, the focus is on audience needs and a clear narrative that prevents information overload. Instead of dumping data, effective presenters guide attention to what matters, why it matters, and what should happen next. Across all channels, the book encourages consistency. Your message should not shift depending on medium. The value of this topic is its practicality. Better communication is not a single dramatic skill, but a set of daily habits that compound. When you apply these habits across channels, you reduce confusion, accelerate execution, and improve your professional reputation. In conclusion, this book is well suited for professionals who write and speak all day but still face misunderstandings, slow approvals, or recurring conflict. Managers, team leads, sales and client-facing roles, and individual contributors working cross-functionally will find immediate use, especially if they struggle with rambling updates, tense feedback conversations, or unclear emails. The benefit to a reader's life is concrete. Clearer communication saves time, reduces stress, and improves relationships because expectations become explicit and problems are addressed earlier. It can also strengthen confidence since you learn repeatable ways to organize your thoughts, listen with intent, and deliver messages that lead to action. Compared to similar communication books that stay theoretical, Simply Saeed is valued for its workplace relevance and its focus on practical clarity. It does not require you to become a performer, or adopt a scripted personality. Instead, it emphasizes simplicity, respect, and audience-centered thinking, which translate well from meetings to family discussions. If you want fewer back-and-forth messages, more productive conversations, and a reputation for being direct and easy to work with, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Jay Sullivan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.